Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning and finishing Simin Taf B'li Neder. This is page Resh Samach Zayin Amud Beis in Hilchos Erev Tchumen, in Hilchos Tchumen. So we are up to Simin Taf. Mishi Yashvelo Bedarach Lanuach Velo Yadam Hu Batchumim Lav. So it's only one sif about someone who's traveling and he rests a little bit and he doesn't know if he's in the Tchum or not. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Mishi Yashvelo Bedarach Likonis Li'ir. V'yashvelo Bedarach Lanuach. The guy was traveling and he intended on going into a city. He was traveling toward a city, but he stopped on the way to rest. And then it became Shabbos. And he didn't realize that he was in the tchum of the city. And then he wakes up on middle of the night on Friday night and he realizes, I'm within the tchum of the city. So kana shvisa bi'ir. His makam shvisa is in the city. And therefore he gets 2,000 amos around the whole city. V'nichmas atocha b'shabbos. He's allowed to go into that city on Shabbos. U'mahalich eskula. And he can go throughout the city. V'chutz alal b'ayim amal kol ruach. And he can go beyond the city 2,000 amos in every direction. Avalim lo hayadai to likanis l'medina zo. But if his plan was never to enter into the city in the first place. Kana shvisa b'mkomo. And he fell asleep 1,500 amos away from the city. Then his makam shvisa is where he fell asleep. Umisham yesh l'alpayim amos kol ruach, and he gets 2,000 amos from there, even the 2,000 amos further away from the city. V'imkalam alpayim amos mikom shusasu b'chatzi ha'ir, and if his 2,000 amos finish in middle of the city, einu mahalich b'ir v'yosu mechatzia, then he's only allowed to go halfway through the city. He's not allowed to go through the entire city. Says Rama, v'hu adinim hayu b'daitu likanis li'ir v'amr shvisasi b'mekom minami dinah. And likewise, even if his initial intention was to enter the city, but he verbally explicitly stated that I'm being kona shvisa here, well then that overrides the plan. So even though the first half of the halach over here is that if he plans on going to the city, even though he didn't make it there before Shabbos, he only made it to within the tchum, his makom shvisa is the city. The second half of the halach was, if he never planned on going into the city, his makom shvisa is basharushan. But the Ramah's adding, if he planned on going to the city, but then said explicitly, but I want to be a Kona Makom Shvisa here, where I am now, well then as Makom Shvisa is here and now, it is not in the city. Says the Mishnah Berurah V'lo Yada, even if his intention in his mind, he was thinking, I'm going to be Kona Shvisa here, but his plan was to go into the city, and he didn't realize he was within the tchum of the city, Kona Shvisa Be'ir. He was Kona Shvisa in the city, Kimen Shemitchilo Yibadaitu Likonis Li'ir, because his initial intention was to enter the city. Certainly had he realized that he was within the tchum of the city, he would have intended to be kona shvisa there. And therefore, we consider him like one of the residents of that city who can walk throughout the entire city and 2,000 amos around it. But there's a chumra here as well. Yashav Shein Lo Misham Shir Alpayim. He loses the 2,000 amos that are behind him. Kivin Shenechshav Kechem Mibnei Yir, because now he's considered from as one of the residents of the city. So imagine the guy gets to within 1,000 amos of the city on the eastern side of the city. So if his makom shvisa is where he is, he gets 2,000 more amos behind him in addition to the 1,000 amos to the city and into the city. He has 2,000 amos behind him, but if he's kona shvisa in the city, he no longer has that 2,000 amos behind him. He's limited by the tchum of the city. This is talking about a guy who wants to go to the city, so we're being makel on him that he gets to be counted among the residents of the city. But if he would prefer to remain where he is and be kona shvisa there, he certainly has the right to do that. What we're saying is a kula, that we have the right to be makel to allow him to consider himself one of the members of the city. Limedina, Ratzalomar Ir. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us, don't read too much in the fact that the Mechaber changed from Ir to Medina. It means the same thing. Kona shvisa b'mekomo. So if he had no intention of going into the city, then he's Kona Shvisa where he is. Even if he didn't have any explicit kavanah to be Kona Shvisa where he is. For example, he went to sleep at Ben Hashmashos before Shabbos, yeah, and he was sleeping during Ben Hashmashos, and he wakes up and he finds himself within the Tchum of the city. He's still not considered a resident of the city. Because his initial intention was never to enter the city, and therefore he's Kona Shvisa where he is right now. Like we're going to see in the following simin, we said if the 2,000 amos end halfway through the city, so then that's as far as he's allowed to go. But if the 2,000 amos end at the end of the city or after the city, then the whole city is viewed as only 4 amos, and therefore he's allowed to go. He's allowed to keep on doing the math. Meaning, let's say he's 50 amos out of the city. The whole city is only 1,500 amos from end to end. So we view those 1,500 amos of the city as if they're 4 amos. So he's only 54 amos into his 2,000 amos cheshbon by the time he gets to the other side of the city, and he can keep on going with that cheshbon. So we said that Huadin, if his intention was to enter the city, but he said explicitly, I want to be Kona Shvisa where I am now. Ratzalomar, the Gamber Reisha, that even in the first case of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mayri Shai B'dayto Lichnos, where his intention was to enter the city, Mikol Makom Lo Mahani Lios Kach Me B'nei Yir, El B'davka Shalo Hotzi B'feirush Mipiv, She Kona Shvisa B'mekom El B'machshava. He's only considered a resident of the city if he never explicitly stated that he wants to be Kona Shvisa where he is. He only thought he was being Kona Shvisa where he is. Avalam Amar came beferush bepiv ben Hashmashos shvisasi bemakomi. But if he explicitly said that ben Hashmashos I'm being Kona Shvisa where I am, after betchilak shaya babaderach haya bedaitel likonis liir, even though initially his plan was to go into the city of Amiraso ato yagamkin rak mepreshalo yodea shir smuchalo, and now he's saying the only reason I said I want to be Kona Shvisa here is because I didn't realize how close I was to the city. Mikomakom kvarakom bezesh shvisas. But too bad, you said that you're being Kona Shvisa where you are, so what you say goes, and therefore it doesn't matter that right now you want to change your mind and you'd rather be a resident of that city. So what we learned tonight is that if a person intends to go into a city, doesn't realize he's within the Tchum, but then in middle of Shabbos he realizes that he has the right to be Kona Shvisa with the members of the city. But if he never intended to go into the city, then he's Kona Shvisa where he is. Now, if he had intended to go into the city, but he explicitly stated that I'm being Kona Shvisa where I am right now, well, then the halacha is that he's Kona Shvisa where he is right now. When a person is Kona Shvisa where he is right now, if his Alpai Mama ends in the middle of the city, he's only allowed to go to that point. But if his Alpai Mama ends beyond the city, then we view the entire city as if it is only 4 amos. Bezos Hashem, tomorrow we will learn Simin Tav Aleph. And then I guess the next day, Tav Beis and Tav Gimel. Okay, so tomorrow Simin Tav Aleph. Bez Hashem, probably from a wedding. So, definitely from a wedding. My niece's wedding. Can't miss that one. So stay tuned to the WhatsApp.